Right. We understand that you can only use words which are in David's repertoire. Where are these words held in the Gestalt? The brain, the mind, the higher consciousness? We understand that some people, wakening after a coma, for example, speak a different language. Xenoglossy? Perhaps you could enlarge on that.
Now, these are things that have mystified people in much the same way as your split personalities, where one personality arises, then another one, and another one. Now, generally, in that case, they are speaking the same language and appear to be personalities still focused in this particular time and place. Yes?
Yes.
In terms of the coma ones, then sometimes completely different personality arises or it presents itself from a particular what appears to be a different era, speaking the language of that era and seemingly bemused by where it finds itself. So let's think our way through this one, shall we? Now, what have we got here? We've got a consciousness deciding to form an instrument. Yes?
Yes.
Focuses upon a pattern. Yes? So then the whole thing then builds up. Everybody joins in. We all take our various parts on what we want to be responsible for, because we're all going to enjoy the same feeling of I anyway. So, but we, while we're doing our bit in keeping the machinery going, then we can see the experience where the total instrument is is proceeding. So, now, to do this, we have to have the physical instrument capable of operating. We have to have the brain, which we have previously termed as a labour-saving instrument, sufficiently programmed that it can carry out the regular mundane tasks pretty much without supervision. We say an automatic, but you can also say that those consciousnesses know what their place is and what they've got to do. They're the guys in the engine room, let us say. So then you've got the guys on the bridge. You've got the mind, let's call it the mind. We have to use your terminology to give you some idea of what's going on. All these are part of the same thing, but it's far too difficult to try and explain the communication systems that work between them. So you've got the chaps on the bridge, you've got the captain and all the other operating officers responsible for their particular departments. And so they are not interested in what's going on downstairs, shall we say. So they're looking out at where they're going. They're looking at what's got to happen in the as regards the waves that are going to happen, the weather conditions that are coming in, and making sure the instrument is kept safe. Much in the same way as when you're driving a car, you don't drive it with your eyes closed, do you? Something is looking out there to make sure you don't crash into anything. So now you've got that part of it. Now, basically, again, here, you're going through pretty much standard practice, but you're making a lot of analyses. Yes? Now, whereas in the engine room, it's a question of keep this thing spinning, oil this, oil that, grease this, listen to this, yes, etc. React to the commands, increase the speed, decrease the speed, etc. So, on the bridge, it's a question of, oops, now, wait a minute, there's a storm coming up here. How can we avoid this? Now, we can't go that way. There's a barrier reef. We don't really want to go that way because we're going to be heading into a high seas and we're not going to be able to head into them head on. So it makes it much more difficult to control the ship. So what should we do? We'll either set anchor and let the wind turn us to the appropriate position so the waves come at us onto the bow, or we are confident enough that we can steer around this, or whatever. But a lot of analysis and judgment goes on, yes?
Mm.
But once more, that analysis and judgment goes on due to prior learning, prior experience.
Yeah.
You are with me?
Mm.
So now let's step to the next one, the consciousness. Hmm? So the consciousness has decided on its instrument, decided what it's going to do, it's done its programming, it's watched the experience, watched the instrument learn, it goes along, and of course the consciousness is learning the same things. But in the same fashion, the consciousness is not bothered with the engine room, say, apart from a cursory look every now and again. Mm? Because remember, all this consciousness is basically interlocked and interdependent, interconnected, yes? So you're aware of all this at all time. You don't have to keep changing focus. When we say change focus, it would be so quick, it's instantaneous. Everything okay? Yes, go. Imagine? Yes, so. Because otherwise you'll be informed anyway. You'll be instantly aware if it wasn't okay. Because then if it wasn't okay, the guys on the bridge have to make a decision. Everybody is then aware. Yep. You're aware of that. So let's come now here where the actual thinking is done. Hmm? So we've arrived so far. Would you think, that's a good point, isn't it? Would you think that the thinking is done by the consciousness?
Yes.
So we are back, aren't we, to the puppet and the puppeteer.
Yes.
Although it is something that is generally not palatable, as we have said before, it pretty much sums it up. And so we can go to the consciousness and the stretch consciousness, and you can say, I can understand that as well. And of course we've taken you to where it is all imagination, but it's all shared imagination amongst all the consciousness. Hmm?
Yes.
So the thinking is done there. So if the thinking is done there, is the learning done there?
One would imagine so.
Because you have connections all over the place,
yes,
all other lives, and you have the connection to any knowledge that you wish to focus upon.
Yep.
Whereas your people on the bridge and your people in the engine room do not have that,
yep,
capability. Hmm? Yep. So, if you wish as a consciousness to focus on an entirely different language, you can do so.
Right.
Now then, can you put it through the instrument? Now this all depends, doesn't it, in whether the gestalt that you have is amenable to this process going on.
Yes.
Because it sets you apart from somebody else, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now if you've chosen a life, and we're back to your life choice here, if you've chosen a life where you don't particularly want to be standing out as the albino, you say, well, I'd rather not do that. I don't want to be looked at as an object of curiosity.
Yeah.
Hmm? So rather not do that one, thanks. Where another one might say, I don't really mind. Doesn't really matter to me. When we say me, we mean the gestalt. In fact, it might be quite amusing, mightn't it, to say, suddenly start speaking in a different language and watch some amusement on the people around, and then switch back. And then we can say, I had no idea what was going on there. And of course, in the physical, you won't. Just the same as you've crossed the river Styx, etc. On the way in, the same thing is happening. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The consciousness is merely blanking out one line of transmission and putting another one in. So you can do that as an experiment. There's one look at it from that point of view. Another look at it can be that you are living many lives at once, as you may have or may not have accepted at the moment. And so what if two decide to switch?
Yes.
I'm interested in seeing what's in the future. Well, I wouldn't mind experiencing the past.
Yep.
Shall we switch for a while and experience this? Now, what's happening here? If we say we have the gestalt consciousness that says, I'd like to mix and match this.
Yep.
Mm? I'd like to take this bit over here, put it there, and take this bit and put it there. Yes? So you've got that one where it is definite. Then you can have your bleed-throughs. Much as David found himself speaking in a very high-class English accent and found himself suddenly able to sing brilliantly. Okay? So you could say these are attributes accessed from another life.
Yep.
Now, again, let's use this new term that David heard the other morning when he woke up, of morphic library. Now, we've said about the library of autobiographies, haven't we?
Yes.
We've mentioned Mr. Sheldrake's morphogenetic fields. We've mentioned the Akashic records. And so he said, so past life regression can be like walking into a library of autobiographies. Yep. Hmm? So what are we doing here? We're merely accessing information, aren't we?
Yes.
So let's we access the information of a Chinese gentleman that spoke Chinese, or a Red Indian gentleman of some tribe that was of some 100 years ago that speaks a language no longer in existence, which your colleague, known for deep trance, that sat with you has recently exhibited and is obviously bemused. And yet the university's professors who have listened to the recordings identified the language for her as a little used Indian language from some hundreds of years previous. So now you'd say, why? How? Same thing applies, doesn't it? You know, you've got a term called the cosmic joker. The term we use, let's throw them a curveball here. Let's give them something to think about. You can't always find concrete reasons to things, you know. You make up things for entertainment. Well, who do you think's making these things up for entertainment? Your consciousness.
Yeah.
So don't you think we may enjoy doing this? Even for fellow consciousnesses that are lost in the drama.
Yeah.
Mm? So we look at them, they're absolutely completely tied up in that. They're not even listening to what we're saying. We're all here together as higher consciousnesses, but these guys are so focused on their little video games that they're not even hearing what we're saying. So let's put something into their video game that says, oh, what's this? This shouldn't be here. Huh? And then we can tap them on the shoulder and say, huh, do you enjoy that? Mm? So anyway, you know, these are all speculations, you can see them as speculations, and take what you will out of it. But again, you can think some of these things through for yourself, if you wish to. So that's no particular big deal, okay? So you decide, as a consciousness, that we're in a coma here. Bit of a nuisance. Got a bit bored with all this. Okay, we're going to go back to the same old boring bit. But we have made the contract. We'll have to do that. Well, why don't we have a little change here? We'll walk into the old morphic library. We'll pick ourselves out of previous life. And we'll grab hold of that pattern, okay? And we'll wake up with the speech part of the pattern, shall we say, and the belief and the memory part of the pattern. Yes?
Yes.
And we'll exhibit that for a while. And when we're tired of that and what happens, then we will switch back once more, having experienced the fun part of that. So there's one of them. And as we said, the others are just a blending from the higher consciousness saying, let's see what happens here. Now, this gives you the same answer, but we'll spike your guns on the next question here, as when you have experienced a medium in deep trance speaking in a language totally unbeknownst to him with another person in the room and holding a conversation. Well, the same sort of thing applies here. You've got permission. As a normal medium, you have to give permission for the communicating intelligence to use your body, to move it, to give you feelings, to send you thoughts in the form of pictures and words in order to communicate with somebody, but they use the language you're used to. Now, if you, as a medium, agree, and we're not talking physical here, we're talking as from the consciousness, okay, we will focus completely aside. We will no longer listen to what we're saying. We will no longer focus into the physical. We will go completely aside, as in, for example, going to sleep. Yes?
Yes.
The physical body will not be a brain and will not be aware of what's going on. We'll leave you an utterly clear channel. Now, the voice, the brain and the voice knows all the sounds.
Yeah.
It may not know the words, but it knows all the sounds. So simply, another consciousness steps in, gets hold of the controls, temporarily, if you wish to put it this way, inserts its own program and its own vocabulary. Because, let's go back to the morphic library again, all words, all languages are held in the morphic library and can be accessed, yes? So you pull it off the shelf, you pull the repertoire off the shelf, right? Now that repertoire in this case will be your own.
Yep.
Your own pattern as a deceased person whose consciousness still exists. The Gestalt still exists and it wishes to communicate with the Gestalt remaining on the earth. Mm? And so the process for that temporary time, much like the other one, is instigated and you're able to hold that conversation. Because then the words are available. Yes?
Yeah.
When the instrument is awake, is still engaged in the physical, then it is much more difficult. You're having to come through the mind and brain, and that will not allow, will not recognise, and will not know how to form the word. Yes?
Yeah.
Whereas when you take that aside and replace your own programs, it will just uses the voice box without any problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
Mm? Now, to a certain degree, you see, what has been happening with David when he spoke in this upper class accent? He has memories of dealing with people of this nature, so one again can say, well, he really did know a lot of this. But how did he suddenly know how to sing? He'd never been able to use his breath and use the reach the notes. So somewhere in that pattern, even though he was overweight, he was able to download a different program.
Yeah.
Now, you again, once more, you can add, in today's world, these processes are being taught where you merely focus upon the abilities and the style of deceased artists and musicians, etc., and you soon find yourself able to paint and play in their style. Now, this again comes back to, if you wish, the same old business, the morphogenetic field, it all results in there, and we're all talking the same language, you know, here. The information is out there. It's merely having the belief that I can access this.
Yeah.
Mm? And then when it comes, you say, well, yes, I don't know how I quite access this, but I have. And so we're right back to, as we've come back to before, to Mr. Einstein. There are times when the mind accesses a higher plane of knowledge, but it doesn't know how it got there.
Yeah.
Now, in which case, he may have been speaking from musing, and he was simply, because he mused, he was browsing, and he came across it by accident. Whereas in the case we are talking about, the artist and that, you are doing it by design.
Yeah.
You have realised that this morphic library, this morphogenetic field, this Akashic record does indeed exist, and I can utilise it.
Yeah. Thank you. Interesting. Thank you.